It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And the weather is great here. And today, I'd like to mention that the Shell gasoline quality has gone down. Way down, folks. The 92, as tested today, the 92 octane, the premium, is registering below 82. So, the Sorrel is still up there and been pretty much consistent. Their 92 is 89. And that is the highest octane we have in Hawaii, the Sorrel. So, I'm now recommending just the Sorrel. Okay, just to let you know. The lower the octane, the less gas mileage you'll get. So those of you running on the 87, the mid-grade, and anything but the Sorrel, you're cheating yourself because you're getting far less gas mileage. That's your car. So it's up to you. Okay? Check your tire pressure as much as you can. A lot of people are running around with low tire pressure. Low tire pressure eats gasoline, also wears out the tire faster. But most of all, it is unsafe. Okay? So, make sure the tire pressure is right. I recommend using only the best battery. The battery would cost a little more, but it'll give you a lot more back. It's a big savings. I know you don't see it, but it is, trust me. The higher the amperage on a battery, the bigger the spark is at the spark plug. The bigger the spark, the better the gas mileage. And the more the amps, the stronger the battery is, the less the alternator works, and the less the starter works. So it's more savings again. Okay? But again, like I said, it's your car and your money. You want to go spend it, then use the cheapy stuff. Okay? So, announcement. Crestec Cleaning Center has moved. They are now on Kapi'olani Boulevard, right next to McKinley Car Wash. Crestec Cleaning Center has moved to a bigger, better, nicer location with more parking. Okay? Also, synthetic oil, I mean real synthetic oil, gives you more savings. It's just a little more than regular oil, but you don't have to change it. But once a year. Okay? So use the cheaper oil, which is the more expensive oil, the synthetic motor oil. Okay, so anyway, service your AC every 2 years, folks. A lot of you don't service the AC. Not servicing the AC is like not changing your motor oil ever. What's going to happen if you don't change motor oil? You damage the engine. Same thing with the AC. You damage the AC by not servicing the AC. Again, it's your car, up to you, your money. You don't want the cool air, then fine, don't service it. Servicing the AC is taking out all that cool stuff and the oil and putting new refrigerant back in. Okay, the refrigerant builds asset in time. So that's why you need to service it. If you don't, that asset in that system will start to eat up on the parts in the AC. then you'll have a big bill. Okay, most AC repair shops don't want you to service it. They would rather take you for the big bill. Okay, so give me a call at 808-296-5467 if you have a question, comment, whatever. Okay, we're going to try not to talk about politics before Bob's minute, because Bob gets really revved up on that. So let's keep away from politics for now. Okay, and I'd like to know from those of you that have and are trying and using ethanol, I'd like to hear from you how you like it. Okay, 808-296-5467. Okay, so I think this week we have time for trivia, so when Wanda gets off the phone, I'll ask her what her new trivia question is. And that trivia prize will be donated by Crestec Cleaning Center. You have a new trivia, Wanda?
Let's see.
I knew it. You don't have one.
I do.
Okay.
In the early 1930s, well, I shouldn't say in 1930s, a publication listed Honolulu's 20 worst intersections. Which one was rated number one?
Oh, so easy.
Why? Which one was it?
Dillingham and Liliha.
Dillingham and Liliha. Okay, we have Lillian on the line.
Hi, Lillian.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Hi. Especially women, they don't carry those air gauge with them, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So every time they go service station, they should have the tire checks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's wise, yeah.
Well, yeah, but a lot of women don't know how to check the tire.
I know.
They flatten it instead.
Yeah. Oh, the tubular. Let's see. Atkinson and Capulani?
Call us back and try again.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. 808-296-5467. If you want to try for the trivia, have a comment, question, whatever. Now is the time to call. 808-296-5467. Okay? So anyway, I'm going to bring up this topic of the rail. I know lots of you don't want to talk about rail, but my question is this. To those of you that want the rail and love the rail, I'd like to hear from you on what your thoughts are about the rail. And if it's the traffic, I want to see how the rail would eliminate traffic. For one, if we were to empty the freeways, every car that you take off, another will take its place. And every day, we have young folks going for the driver's license. Tell them to catch the rail. You think they will catch the rail? I don't think so. Anyway, who's on the line?
We have Mike from Pearl City.
Hi, Mike. Mike?
Yeah.
Hi.
King and... No. Kalakaua and Kapulan.
Call us back and try again.
Thank you.
We have Roy from Honolulu.
Hey, Roy.
About Punahou King.
Call us back and try again.
We
have Elton. I think he's from Hawaii Kai.
Elton. Where's Elton?
I guess he's gone.
Oh, okay. He was going to guess the same answer.
Maybe.
Okay, so anyway, the rail. I need to know. That really blows me away. How can the rail eliminate traffic? I mean, tell me. And maybe you got something I don't know. 808-296-5467. And the other thing, how many people, if it was true, how many people or how many cars will the rail remove from the freeway? And it's accommodating only that small group in Kapolei to Honolulu. And the whole state have to pay for that? I don't think so. That don't seem fair to me. I mean, we have over 1 million people living in Hawaii. And how many will catch the rail? Tell me, 500 million or 500,000? I don't know. What is it? Give me a call at 808-296-5467. Okay? So, and the other thing is, how are we going to upkeep that rail? And where are we going to get electricity to power the rail? We're short on electricity, and we're short on ways to upkeep the bus. How are you going to keep up the rail? Okay? Remember now, Tesoro Gas is the only gas to use right now, the Tesoro Premium. Okay, who's on the line?
We have Walter from Kaneohe.
Hi, Walter.
Hi. Can I guess?
Sure.
School and Leaky Leaky?
School and Leaky Leaky. Call us back and try again.
Okay.
We have Glenn from Mililani.
Hi, Glenn.
Oh, hi. Hi, George. This is nothing to do with the trivia, but I'm just calling in to thank you for the tip on the my problem I had, which was the, you know, my white letter tires.
Mm-hmm.
I had a problem with trying to get the stain out on the white letter.
Mm.
And yeah, I bought this tire when it was new, of course, and it was sort of a brown, sort of like a stain. And I thought, you know, I didn't think anything of it. I thought maybe Ajax Comet would take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
I even tried CLR, you know, the heavy duty industrial cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
And I even tried acetone, and nothing would work, you know. And so I emailed you. I don't know if you recall that.
Yeah, yeah.
And you gave me the best tip, the CRC brake clean.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked. I mean, a little elbow grease I had to use, you know, but it worked, you know. So I just wanted to thank you for a great tip on that.
You're welcome.
Okay. And that's all I have.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Aloha.
Okay, we have Barbara from Waipahu.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, George. I went to Firestone because I had bought 4 tires a number of years ago, and I keep trying to get them to inflate my air to 44 PSI.
Mm-hmm.
But when they look at the door, it's 30. And so I just went the other day, and mine was 42. The guy, he said, you know, I have 20 or 30 years of experience. Your tires are too inflated. I said, but the tires is 44 PSI. It's underinflated. Says the 44 PSI on the tire is when they first get the new tires and it's first inflated. They refuse to put it up to the tire marking.
You have to think, if you were selling tires, do you want your customer to have extraordinary long tire life, or you want it to wear out fast so you can sell them again?
So all of everybody who bought Firestone, or we gotta call them and tell them we're not gonna buy any more tires from you guys.
Well, that was your choice.
Well, at that time I didn't know.
Well,
it says for life you can have free air pressure in your tires,
mm-hmm.
but they didn't tell you. It's only on the door. So we have to complain so that they change their policy.
They will never change the policy.
Or we have to go Action Line or BBC, Better Business Bureau, or...
They will never change anything because they're going to say they're going to go buy what's on the car. And so there's nothing you can do. It's up to the regular, the everyday consumers. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. Who's next?
We have Vicky from Honolulu.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, my sister.
Hi.
Is it, I don't know if it's my turn, but I'd like to try the trivia.
Okay.
Is it, Nimitz and Poole Law?
Call us back and try again.
Thank you. Bye.
We have Roy from Moanalua.
Hi, Roy.
Hey, it's Anita. I love your ethanol deal. Good stuff, good stuff. I wish more people would find out about it, but like you said...
No, don't tell too many people, otherwise we run out.
I know. Like for myself, actually.
Right.
But very good. I like it, but too bad the show went down in grade.
Yeah.
Disappointing there, but was to be expected because Aloha took over, yeah?
Yeah.
So what else is new, right?
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully Tesoro don't follow the trend and they be the one and only one on the block.
That's right.
They want to be different. Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah. But, yeah. And their trivia, how's about White Camilo and Dillingham?
White Camilo and Dillingham?
Hmm.
Wait for Wanda. White Camilo and Dillingham, is that right?
We'll call us back and try again.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll talk to you later.
Thanks. Aloha.
Bye.
Okay, we'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita. She's real fine, my 409, my
409. Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Cakes has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcakes. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, Q-Cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or visit our website at qcakeshawaii.com.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, Rolling Bob, George. I've been working on this all week, and I think I have the answer on the safety inspection. I'm going to volunteer and do it.
What's
that? Because the other day, you know, I just got my safety inspection sticker.
Mm-hmm.
So I was driving down the road. I counted 24 cars with expired safety inspection stickers.
Okay, so what do you want, a medal?
So I want to contract with the city, and I'm just going to hand out the $40 citation for not having a safety inspection. And then I'll keep $10.
Mm-hmm.
So that's $240 a day for me.
Mm-hmm.
Times 30 days a month. That's all I'll do.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? Think they'll go for it?
No.
Well, why not? I mean, it's money.
They don't have money.
Oh. I tell you. No, but anyway, I was just funny because, well, folks that weren't there, George was teasing me about I should try to see how long I could drive around without a safety inspection before I got a ticket. And, of course, I don't want to take that chance. So that's why when I went out, and I counted 24 cars.
So? Any of them get tagged?
No, of course not.
Okay.
But, I mean, well, anyway, you know where I'm going. They're beating us up. They want to keep raising stuff, and the money is right in front of them.
And next year, the registration is going to be double. If you're paying $300, you're going to pay $600 next year.
Oh, hey, there you go. Exactly. And it's a $600 fine. The fine is double your registration for not registering your car, and the next year, your registration is double.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, everybody would be out registering their car. Well, anyway, we've solved another problem. You're right. It's a gorgeous day, and it's a UH day. So go Bulls. I'm ready to go down and celebrate with my friends and watch the game. So everybody be safe. Take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll see you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob.
Whew. Game starts early today, 4:15.
Okay.
We have Ski from Hawaii Kai.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, George. This is Ski, S-K-I. I want to guess on the...
Trivia.
Trivia, yes. At my age, you forget these things. However, I've got a location, but it's two locations. I just wonder if I could total up the accidents in both places, if that would be a winner.
No.
King and Kapilani.
Call us back and try again.
Don't forget, it's got two locations.
Call us back and try again.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, we have Lillian from Mo'ili'ili.
Hi, Lillian.
Oh, hi, Miss Anita. I happened to see the Pacific Business News about the ethanol article.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was kind of interesting there.
Mm.
Yeah, wow. I don't know which way they're going. I hope they do. What do you think?
I don't think so.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
bye.
All right. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. Try the trivia, or let us know how you like ethanol, or whatever. What's wrong with your car? Whatever it may be. And I'd like to make an announcement about a special person. And I'd like to put out a big mahalo to this person, Lopaka Brown. He was at the Maui airport when I was getting my... on my way back from Maui last Sunday. And he's the type of person that Hawaii needs. He was singing Hawaiian songs, and he helped a little girl with a ukulele to get it tuned in. And he entertained the tourists while they were waiting for their flight. I think that's really special. And when they announced for boarding, he sang Aloha Oe. It was great. He's a great man. Lopaka Brown. So if you know him or see him around, tell him a big mahalo from Automotive 101. Okay, who's on the phone?
We have Morris from Kailua.
Hi, Morris.
Hello, George. I was wondering if you have any recommendation for a brand of tires.
What kind of car?
I got a 2002 Toyota Sienna minivan.
Okay. How fast do you drive?
Speed limit, maybe 5 miles over once in a while.
Okay.
But usually going over the poly.
Okay. BF Goodrich has a good tire for that. The TA radio. Yokohama's also have one, and Kumo.
So BF Goodrich, Yokohama.
Yokohama.
And what was the last one?
Kumo, K-U-M-U.
K-U-M-U.
Yeah.
Okay. And is there any model like the quietest tire?
What do you mean, quieter tire?
You know, the road noise when you're rolling while the car's going for the least amount of road noise.
The three that I mentioned are very quiet.
Did Do they have like a certain model out of those three brands that you might recommend?
The speed rated.
What is that?
Speed rated.
Speed rated.
Just yeah. Yes.
Speed rated.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay. Who's next?
We have Jack from Honolulu.
Hi, Jack.
Yeah, I just wanted to know if Rob ever sold an automobile to that man from Canada. Is a Ford T-Bird.
A Ford T-Bird?
Yeah, that Rob had to advertise and talk to you about.
Uh-huh.
I wonder if he said he had a man from Canada coming to look at it. I wonder if he ever sold it.
Do you know if Rob sold it?
I don't think so.
He never did?
We don't know, but...
Anybody say anything about it?
But Rob is on the next line, so he'll be on.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay.
Okay, we got Rob on the line.
Hey, Rob.
Hi, George.
Did you sell a car?
No, it's still up for grabs, George.
Okay, there you go.
You gotta be really careful, you know, with internet selling.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, the person that represents me is really super savvy, George, and you'd be amazed. I mean, I'm amazed at some of the trickery that some of these guys are trying to pull. And so that's why I'm relying, you know, on really trusted.
What they try to do?
They just act like, oh yeah, and it's all good, and you know, it's kind of hard to describe, George. It's like, but there's a certain thing, you know, that you have to have a representative to come to my property for the car.
Mm-hmm.
They want to just send you the funds, and then they think that you're just going to send it to them.
Mm-hmm.
But George, you've mentioned this in the past. You have to be very careful about how they think they're going to pay for it. But whether they have the money or not, we're just not doing it like you're buying a, you know, a bicycle or a, you know, a used computer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so someone has to come and meet me. Which can all be arranged personally.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to see who I'm selling my car to.
Mm.
You know.
Okay.
Makes sense, huh?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, not just reading something on a text. Yeah, that was the last one. It was texted. I don't know. It's just kind of hilarious. So you just, after a while, you begin to weed out who's really for real and who's just screwing around.
Well, for one, you're on Craigslist, right?
Yes.
Okay. If the car was on eBay, there is a guarantee on eBay that protects the seller and the buyer.
Oh, I'll bring that up to my partner about that.
Mm-hmm.
George, I wanted to ask you, though, how old are you now? I don't normally ask you personal questions, but how old are you now?
I forgot how old I am already.
No, the reason why I'm asking is because I saw a great picture of you at the Chamber of Commerce.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was a luncheon or something.
Oh, is that the one in the midweek?
Yes. And George, I thought you looked really good. In fact, I was kind of happy because it looked like you've gained a little bit of weight. Because one of the last times I saw you was on TV, and you were really quite thin back then.
Hmm.
I mean, you know. You look like you've gained a little bit of weight in a good, healthy way. That's where I'm coming from. Or at least the picture made it look that way. I don't need to respond.
You know, I think you did gain some weight.
He's trying to get a medal or something.
Well, I'm 60, and I think you're a little older than I am.
Thanks a lot, Rob.
Okay. Aloha.
Aloha. Anyway, 808. 296-5467, folks. 808-296-5467. Give us a call.
Okay, we'll be right back with George Nita on Automotive 101.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom. So I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, "That kid that caused this wreck was drunk." Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, "This girl's gonna die." I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final moment, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, "I love you, Mom." So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kalmorley East Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554. Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who do we have on the line?
We have Fred from Kalihi.
Hi, Fred.
Hi. I'd like to take a guess.
Okay.
Is it Polly and Kailua?
Polly, call us back and try again.
Okay.
Okay. What intersection is the most dangerous intersection on Oahu?
That was back in the 1930s publication.
1930?
Yeah, 1930s.
Okay.
Not saying what year, in the 30s.
808-296-5467. Give us a call. A nice place to have dinner, folks, is the Chart House. I recommend the Chart House highly. Beautiful place to have dinner. And best of all, great food. Great food. Go check it out. Chart House, next to the Ilikai. If you're going to Hilo, a place I would recommend staying is at the Naniloa Hotel. I know, it was run down long ago. It had a total restoration job. Beautiful. Naniloa Hotel in Hilo. Okay, who's next?
We have Ray from downtown.
Hi, Ray.
How's it, George? I'd like to take a crack at a trivia question.
Okay.
Okay, how about Hotel and Bishop?
Hotel and Bishop. Call us
Hotel
back.
Hotel back then was two-way, yeah?
Yeah. Call us back and try again.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. 808-296-5467 is the number, folks. And the trivia prize is donated by Crestec Cleaning Center. Crestec Cleaning Center has moved. They're on Kapi'olani Boulevard, by the McKinley Car Wash. Nice, bigger location with more parking. Go check them out. Okay, who's next, Wanda?
We have Bucky from Kaneohe.
Hey, Bucky.
Hi,
Hey, George.
What's up?
I just put my Ranchero on eBay, and these guys from the mainland called me, and they said, oh, we want to sell it for you. You have it priced too low. You should have it at least $21,000. I said, oh, yeah. They said, yeah, send us $500, and we'll sell it for you. We'll advertise it. We have a finance company and all that. You ever heard of that one?
Scam.
Don't do it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, don't do it.
Oh, yeah.
Tell them, sell them first, and I'll send you the $500.
I even told them, I said, you know what? If you sell them, you take $2,000 that I don't have to put money up. I said, you can take $2,000 if you sell them.
No.
He said, oh, we cannot do that. You got to send the $500
first. Don't do it.
Oh.
No deal.
That's what I figured. Didn't sound right to me.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when I told him, yo, you can take $2,000. He said, oh, no. I said, well, you said I had it priced too low. I said, so if you can sell it for $21,000, you can take
$2,000. Yeah.
He said, ah, oh, well, you know, if you send us the $500, and then I can sell it for you.
No. It's off.
Oh, okay. That's what I figured.
Be careful.
Okay. Oh, you should see the guys that come here to look at the car, though. Bunch of characters.
Oh, yeah. Tire kickers.
Yeah. One guy came with a Cadillac. Tell me, oh, I give you my Cadillac and $6,000. I said, I'm not going to use car lot. Then another guy came, he said, oh, I can pay you so much a month.
No.
Yeah, that's what I told him. Okay, George, thank you so much. I wanted to run that past you.
Okay,
thank you, brother.
Hello.
Okay, bye.
Okay, who's next?
Okay, you got your favorite friend, Damien Farias.
Hey, dinosaur.
George, I want to guess. Intersection.
Okay.
I think I directed traffic at the intersection way back.
Oh, I don't think so.
1930?
It's at the base of Punch Bowl. I think that's the one. It has five streets into one intersection. Queen Emma, Iolani, Punch Bowl, Lusitania, and School.
Call us back and try again.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Anyway.
Oh, he was serious. He was trying for the trivia. I just was kidding.
He's trying. Funny how Wendell doesn't call about that trivia. And I guess it's not a KNN cool air package. That's why. Anyway, give us a call at 808-296-5467. Okay? Try the trivia or ask a question, whatever. We're flexible, okay? So, again, I'd like to mention that Lopaka Brown was some fantastic. Awesome.
Did you say he did sing Aloha Oi?
He sang Hawaiian songs while everybody was waiting for their flight for about a good half an hour.
Oh, that
and
was nice.
They had, the tourists there had a free entertainment, and it was just awesome. I mean, you don't see that every day.
Did he play like a ukulele or something?
He played a guitar.
Oh, guitar. Okay, that's better too.
And when the announcement came to board, then that's when he sang Aloha Oi. Really nice. Nice person. So, if you know of him, have his phone number, give him a call, and tell him a big mahalo from Automotive 101. Anyway, nice to see those things. Okay, so anyway, give us a call at 808-296-5467. When you buy a used car, folks, and a lot of people buy a used car, don't expect a good car. Because if you have a car that is excellent, runs perfect, would you sell it? Not today, not with the economy the way it is. So, buying a used car is next to impossible getting a good used car. You know, you're probably going to end up fixing that car more than your old car. So, I don't recommend it. But if you have to and you do buy one, find out when the timing belt was changed. If they don't know, then my recommendation, change it. Because if the timing belt breaks, One, you're going to be stalled wherever you're at. Number two, you're going to end up damaging the engine. Okay? So, that's my advice. Okay, who's on the line?
We have Tom from Waipio.
Hi, Tom. Tom?
A couple weeks, I couldn't call in. And, of course, you had Donna McCarlo Kim.
Mm-hmm.
And I really wanted to ask her some questions, but my question, I guess, since she's not on, is are you going to have her again or any other type of council person or legislator or anybody else on your show?
We'll probably have her back again.
Okay. Well, I'll be listening. Hopefully next time I'll be able to call. The last 2 weeks I could listen, but I couldn't call. I was working.
Oh, okay.
Okay, thanks a lot, George.
Okay. Okay, thanks for calling. Okay, who's next?
We have Kalani from Papakulea.
Hi, Kalani.
Hey, how's it, brother? Hi, George. I wanted to ask you, as far as I was thinking about investing in a 71 CUDA,
mm-hmm.
that has a 426 Hemi,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't burn any oil or mm-hmm. anything. But as far as, you know, putting money into it and building that horsepower compared to the newer Hemis, what would be the better investment, in the newer ones or the older car?
The old car is always your best bet.
Yeah, because I can deal with it easier because you have no other, as far as, you know, all the other electronics, I just take, you know, horsepower. And
mm-hmm. But basically, you see, the newer cars, they all depreciate like a rock.
Oh, okay.
The old ones, they go up in value. They'll never go down. So every penny you put in, including gasoline, will come back.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because I was thinking about it, because one of my wife's cousins, they've got that CUDA, they're selling that for $5,000, and that's a pretty good price because it's all straight.
You know, it's cheap.
Yeah, that's what I, because I've seen them sell on TV on the mainland for a lot more, so I figured I'd go ahead and grab it, and just for something to pass down to my kids, I guess.
Uh-huh. Good idea.
Yeah, so as far as that's what I was asking. Oh, another thing, as far as the... as you go for, you mix the, like mothballs, you know, what is the ratio? Is that 7-to-1 still?
5-to-1.
Oh, 5-to-1 in per gallon, right?
Yeah, and it's only Tesoro Premium. But what I would recommend on that particular car is ethanol.
Oh, okay, ethanol in the older cars, right?
Mm-hmm. You put 3 okay. gallons to a tank full of gas.
Oh, 3 gallons to it. Okay, and just mix the ethanol with regular gas.
No, with the premium.
Oh, with the premium. I mean, yeah, premium. I mean, yeah. You got to run premium, right?
You put in 3 gallons, and then fill it up.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much.
You'll love it.
Okay, aloha.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Joe from Makakilo.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, aloha. Hi, George. This is Joe. I was calling regarding a problem I'm having with on. My 97 Acura CL.
Mm-hmm.
I sound like some kind of ignition problem. I just changed the distributor cap, you know, the whole the plug.
What kind of problem are you having?
Well, car starts up good, everything, you know, and when warm up, usually around 3,000 RPM, sometimes less than like 1,000 RPM. I think stalls, the car just stalls.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a igniter replaced a couple years ago. The igniter, you know,
mm-hmm.
and like I said, I just changed the distributor cap, the rotor, and the fuel pump, you know.
What year was that again?
1997 Acura CL.
I would change the distributor.
Distributor, oh, the complete distributor.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, after a while, get old, I guess. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Replace them, man. Oh, okay. Well, I'll go check into that area then. Appreciate your help.
Okay.
And okay. I can take a guess on that.
Sure.
We're at dangerous intersection.
Mm-hmm.
Wife Camilo and Nimit.
Call us back and try again.
Okay. Mahalo.
Thank you.
Aloha.
Aloha. Hi.
Okay, we have Tristan from Montreal, Canada.
Hey, Tristan.
Hey, how's it going, George?
Okay.
Recently, I did my brakes. I got the parts from Napa because they had told me they were originally, well, the Toyota side, the OEM is made in China. So I bought the Natra Ultra Premiums, and they break phenomenal. They break really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
That was just basically a remark that I wanted to tell you guys.
Mm-hmm.
One other thing now. I've been hearing a lot of things now, you know, vehicles that are prone to, like, oil sludging, like oil deposits.
Mm-hmm.
How would you recognize that there is sludge in an engine?
Well, you have sludge in the engine because there is seepage of coolant. The antifreeze is leaking into the oil.
Okay.
And if it does that, it'll sludge. So I recommend highly that everybody put in some kind of block sealant into the cooling system, you know, like a stop leak.
Okay.
And that'll end that problem.
Okay, but so sludge, because I know there was in on the Amsoil, their interval, and I think their interval drain, you know, numbers,
mm-hmm.
they specify that some of the older Toyota, like the V6 from, I think, the Solara and whatnot, some of the Audi engines, they were known to prone, like they were prone to sludging.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing is that due, is it always due to a coolant leak, or is it just the way the engine oil overheats?
No, it's a coolant leak.
It's always a coolant leak.
Yeah, okay. It's a small coolant leak.
And that could be from gasket or whatnot?
Mm-hmm. Or okay. A crack in the casting.
Okay, I see. And the only fix for that is some type of stop leak.
Right.
But I know the ATP 205, the AT205 doesn't, they say not to add it to the coolant.
No.
Okay. So it has to be another product. Would you recommend anything? Or?
There's a lot on the market. I think Bars makes about the best.
Bars, B-A-R-S? Or
yeah.
Double R? Okay, Bars. Okay, and also at the same time with that, I guess you would use the AMSOIL engine flush, engine transmission flush, right?
Right, right.
One bottle. Okay, just one last thing, actually, for the brakes. I know you had mentioned a while back Akebono. Akebono. This is still above Napa, grade-wise?
Oh, yeah, tremendous.
Yeah. Okay, I see. But the only problem is the shipping here, once again.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Appreciate the info, and have a great day.
You too.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Aloha. Wow, that's all the way from Montreal, Canada.
Okay, we have Kimo from Kaneohe.
Hi, Kimo.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, I was just curious. Are you guys talking about the ethanol, right? And I was just wondering, what exactly is that? You fill the guy to put 3 gallons of ethanol and then fill the tank up?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so what is that, like pure ethanol? Or?
Pure ethanol.
Really? I always thought that the ethanol caused plenty of problems, huh?
No.
No.
That's all guesswork. All assume that the ethanol does everything, and nobody, none of them have proof that it is the ethanol. And I bring in pure ethanol, and I have a plastic bottle that I put the ethanol into with rubber hose, fiberglass pieces, and metal pieces, and nothing went wrong.
Okay, and so what do you get? Added performance or gas or what?
When you add it to the gas, it brings up the octane and gives you a lot more boost because it's oxygenated.
So like more... Better for high performance.
Anything. Even for a lawnmower.
Wow. Okay, right on.
Okay.
Hey, I'm going to come try them out. Thanks so much.
Okay.
Right.
Aloha.
Okay, stay tuned to Automotive 101 with George Nita. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone. So you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You've probably heard that the best oil for your car is synthetic. But did you know that most so-called synthetic oils are not 100% synthetic? In 1972, AMSOIL was the first 100% synthetic oil to be approved by the American Petroleum Institute. AMSOIL offers a complete line of 100% synthetic products to reduce wear on vital engine parts and keep your vehicle running for thousands of extra miles. You spend lots of money to buy your car. Shouldn't you use the best products to protect it? For an AMSOIL dealer near you, call Mario Yano at 497-7739. That's 497-7739.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who's on the line?
We have Steve from Pro City.
Hi, Steve.
Hello, George. Speaking of timing belt,
mm-hmm.
at what mileage do you change the timing belt?
On Toyotas, it's about 90,000.
Okay, how about a Honda Civic?
Around 60.
60,000?
Mm-hmm.
My car is overdoing it because right now I had 74,000.
Uh-oh. Watch out.
Okay. And roughly estimate, if I bring it to your shop, how much do I look in it?
Usually it's around 1,000.
Around 1,000.
Changing the timing belt, the tensioners, the pulleys, the outside belt, the whole nine yards.
So I have to make an appointment or I can bring it?
Needs an appointment.
And
how long you guys could take for
a day or two?
Oh, a day or two.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's a big job then.
Oh yeah, big job.
Oh, okay. I would like to try the Chevy.
Good luck. Okay, go ahead.
Kapulani and Kalakau.
Call us back and try again.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, hey. When you do that timing belt thing, you change other things because you already have it apart.
Well, whatever is connected and operating the timing belt is highly recommended to replace it, like tensioners, pulleys, water pump, and seals. Because if you don't, and you only change the belt, and a pulley goes out, you're going to do that whole same job over again. It's a double pay.
Oh, I pay it over again.
Naturally, because that's not a warranty. So it's best to do it complete. You know, not like some shops will change only the belt and then you come back with something else and they hit you again for another belt job. So, end up doing twice, maybe three times.
Okay, I get it.
So, do it once the right way. Now, on this traffic problem we have from the west side coming to the east, you know, a question I have is, the developers that developed Copperly and all that, Ever Beach, were they ever charged a fee for highway improvement for the overload of traffic or anything like that as far as sewage, water, electricity? I don't think so. So why is the rest of the state paying for all this? So that, you know, from what I understand is on the mainland, if you're going to build a big subdivision, you have to put in money for the freeway. They don't do it here. You, the people of Hawaii, pays for it. That's not right. And that's why we have so many potholes. Because it's not being paved the right way. Anyway, who's on the line?
We have Carol from Honolulu.
Hi, Carol.
Hi. Can I try for the trivia?
Good luck.
I know I need it. How about 4th Street and Barataria?
Call us back and try again.
Oh, bummer. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, guess the trivia, folks. The prize is donated by Cresta Cleaning Center, and let me tell you, it's good prizes.
Yeah, and doesn't he have a new shop, too, now? A new store?
That's what I've been announcing.
Ah.
He's on Kapiolani Boulevard next to McKinley Car Wash. A much bigger place, lots and lots of parking, lot bigger and nicer place. Go check it out. Crestic cleaning center. And he has that fantastic Degreaser 2000. Oh, so nice. It cleans so good. Okay, so who's next?
We have Don from Kaneohe.
Hey, Don.
Hey, Charles, speaking about this rail thing, I have a friend that has a business on Dillingham.
Mm-hmm.
And the rail's going to go by his place, and it's going to be like, they're going to pay big bucks for, I guess, the rail, you know, coming down.
Mm-hmm.
The value, you know, everything's going to be charged up, and traffic's going to be terrible. It's going to be coming down your area too, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be a lot of construction and a lot of traffic over in that area, and everything's going to go off, I guess. So.
Well, even the freeway is going to be shut down.
Right.
So if the people think they have traffic now,
oh, we take it.
Wait till they start building the rail, and that rail is not going to be 2 days, 1 week. It's going to be years where they can't use the freeway.
Right. And yeah, like I said, the traffic is going to be really bad, like you said.
I don't know. They're going to cry when it starts.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, anyway, you have a good weekend.
You too.
Aloha.
Aloha. Yep, folks, think about it. You're going to do surgery on this big giant, but the giant might die. You got to think and not be selfish, but think ahead. Can you take it? Give us a call at 808-296-5467. Whether it's on the rail, using of ethanol, or problems with your car. And problems with the car, most of the time, folks, it can be prevented if you're maintaining it. You don't maintain it and you think you're saving money, you're not. You're going to spend more. Trust me. It's always like that. So, anyway.
You want to repeat the trivia question?
Okay. Repeat it.
Okay. Okay, in the 1930s, a publication listed Honolulu's 20 worst intersections. Which one was rated number one?
Tesoro Gas. Tesoro Gas is the best gas to use right now. I just got through testing the gasolines in Honolulu, and Tesoro is the highest. The premium, the 92, is at 89. The rest of them, less than 82. The 92 is less than 82. Okay? So, anyway, it sounds like it's time for us to leave.
Is that Lopaka Brown's song, singing?
Oh, okay. Yeah, Lopaka Brown was that wonderful man at the airport Sunday, coming back from Maui, was singing Hawaiian songs for the tourists. He is the real aloha of Hawaii.
Where was he singing it? Inside the terminal?
Where everybody waits.
Oh, how did he get in?
He was catching a flight back.
Oh.
How else?
Okay, that was nice.
Anyway, it's time for us to go, so I'd like to say aloha to all of those that called in and made it what it is. Take care of each other, folks. And most of all, try to keep Hawaii beautiful. We have enough high-rises that's making Hawaii ugly. And this is a special place in the world. Take care of each other and see you all next Saturday. Aloha.
The views and opinions expressed in the preceding program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff.